Rav Meir says Midiraya Masper from both of them together, Yechur, you're only telling me one. Enichnami Midivra Mechlinas Kana Kahanim. Maybe you only means throwing it out from one, from Mechlinas Kana Kahanim. As in Rav Chanina's case, it could be Masker. Tell me, maybe it's not talking about the meat was Tami Midiraisa. No, one meat Midiraisa is Tor Gomer. It's only Tami Midirabonin. Still, you're allowed to burn it with the other meat that's Tami Midiraisa, even though now Midiraisa you're being Mitama this piece of meat. Still, you see a smutim. Since you're going just to burn it, not to use it, b'shas, you're burning it, you don't have to be makbid. So that was Ramea's raya. Omer Rosh Lakish Mishum Bakaporo. No, masnisin biyava tumid yiraisa, vlada tumid yiraisa. Avada, the Mishnah Posh is talking about Ram Chedin Skanakanim, that both pieces of meat were tumid yiraisa. So the Zoy is very shver, Ramea. How can you learn out from our Mishnah, you're allowed to burn Torah with Tameya? Our Mishnah is talking about Tameya in Tameya. And for the Gemara, Maidim Evrayim. What does Reb Meir mean, Midivrayim? It means Midivir Reb Elezer of Yeshua. He's not from our Mishnah at all. It's a new man, the Yarmim. He learns it out from a different man, the Yarmim. From Reb Elezer of Yeshua. Like Rashi says. Rashi, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Leititcha... And Omer Ashlokish, this is here. Omer Ashlokish here. Leititcha nuk mahochi, demai Midivrayim, kol Midivrayim Elezer. What does Reb Meir mean for Midivrayim? To come a Midivri Reb Elezer from Yeshua come on. For Lava Masnissin Koi Reb Meir. Reb Meir is not going back to our Mishnah. Elo B'yal Mekoi is going in the world like in other places. Vachi come on. Midivrei Seifrim. From some Rabbonim I learned, Shemanu She'asorfim True Matarim Tumeya. Oman Ninu Seifrim. Who are these Rabbonim that I learned this din from? Reb Elezer from Yeshua. Vayenis Reb Chanina Reb Akiva Loshach Gavi Pesach. Rather, the boiler Rui is a serf from Kotchim Tor in Matzumei Noket Lo. In the climate, the ratio of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the safe of the Mishnah. The ratio just says for Hilchos, you're burning Truma with this and this. But in the climate, that's what Rameya says from the Divrayim, from some Rabbonim I know, you're allowed to burn Tor and Tomei is not from our Mishnah. Sure, from our Mishnah you have no right at all. It's from a different man, the Yoma. From another Rabbi Shua and Yabaleza, Rameya knew it. For the Gemara, who are these people? For the Gemara, Hai Reb Yeshua, which Reb Yeshua they learned it from? Eli Mahai Reb Yeshua. Maybe Reb Meir learned it out from this Reb Yeshua, the Tanan. Chav Yeshua Truma. You have a barrel of Truma. A Truma could be wine, full of wine is Truma. Shenevad lo Sofik Tuma. You have a Sofik now, where the Sheriff touched it or not. We don't know if this Truma is Torah or not. Rashi, Shenolad, Shirav Goyin, Shenichnas, Adam, Tomei, Lashom, Sofik, Noga, Basofik, Noga. We know a Tomei, the person went near the barrel of wine, and we have a Sofik if he touched it or not. It'll look like this. Rabbi Elezer, Oymer, Im Hoysu, Menachas, Amokam, Aturfon. If it was in an open place, like a Hefkadika place, an open place, Yenichena, Bamokam, Amutsnam. You have to first hide it. In other words, you still have the mitzvah to be Shoma to watch it, it should not become Tomei Vadin. Because maybe it's Torah. And the locker is by Truma Torah, there's a mitzvah to, the mitzvah to watch it, it should not become tummy. There also, there's still a mitzvah to watch it, it should not become tummy. You still have to watch it. Hazayat, Rabbi Yeshua. No, for the Dizzy of Lezzi's din. Rabbi Lezzi, Dizzy of Lezzi's saying, right? And who are Dizzy? Hoysa Megula, let's say it was open, the locker is Yechasenu, you should cover it right now. Rabbi Yeshua, we have Lezzi, there's still a mitzvah to watch it. Rabbi Yeshua, I know. If up until now this barrel was kept carefully watched in a hidden place, you know you don't have to watch it anymore. You're allowed to leave it hefka now, leave it in an open place. We don't care if something tummy touches it now. There's no mitzvah to watch it anymore. Since it has a suffix tumor, there's no more mitzvah to watch it anymore. If the moist and the chusif was covered up until now this barrel, you're allowed to uncover it. So Trashi. That's Reb Elezer Shita. Rashi Adayim Muzer Al Shmirasa. There's still a mitzvah to watch it. The time of person of Chorus. Then the pasuk says as Mishmeres Trumosi Shtayim Bemashma Achas Teruv Yachas Tluya. Even though you have Truma that's Tluya or Suffolk if it's Tummy or not, the Yom Rachman Ovid Le Shimmer. Still the Torah says watch it. Make sure it doesn't become Tummy more. Even though you have a Suffolk Truma, still you have to watch it. Mashen Kane, Reb Yeshua says no. Yinechena b'makam aturfa. Claimer, im rotz if you want, yechodem ligrum latuma. You're allowed to put it in an open hefka place, even though there mastama sheretz will come and be metamrit. Still it's mutter. The ksava, because Reb Yeshua holds yesh im lemesoris. No, utrumos siksiv. You don't dash in two trumas even a truma tluya you have to watch? No. There's no mitzvah to watch a safek dika truma. Alma shamin le Rabbi Yeshua. What do we say from Rabbi Yeshua? Techivan de neruya. Ela lahadloko. Since even though it's only a safek dika truma. Because we don't know if it's tummy or not. It could be it's Torah. But since you're not allowed to eat it right now, the din is on a safek dika truma. You have to only burn it. Is yachal nigram lam tuma. Since you're not going to eat it anyway, you're only going to burn it, even though it's Torah, still you're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to be matamrit. Behind Nami, that's the same din of our mission now. Afilu Torah vazbiri matamamaisai. We're talking about the Erev Pesach. We're talking about now the fifth or sixth hour of the day. The Erev Pesach, you're supposed to burn all the chametz you have. So even though you have Truma Torah here, that's Torah, but since you're not allowed to eat it anymore, what's the din of Truma Torah on Erev Pesach after the Shoah Shishis? The din is you have to burn it. So since you have to burn it, you can't eat it, then therefore you're allowed to burn it with a tomatik, a piece of truma, because you don't have to be makdur on the Torah anymore. Just like as Rabbi Yeshua says here, once we see this sofik truma, since the din is you're not allowed to eat it, mere sofik, the din is you're supposed to burn it, even though maybe it's Torah, but since you can't eat it anymore, there's no more mitzvah to watch it. You're allowed to make it be tomatik. So what then on Erev Pesach, Shah Shishis, since you're not allowed to eat the truma anymore, so the din is to burn it, so that's where Meir learned out from this Rabbi Yeshua. You should know you're allowed to mamish put the two trumas together. Even though one is Tomei and one is Tor, you're allowed to put them together. Because now there's no mitzvah to watch it anymore. Said the Gemara, me dummy, how can you learn out one from the other? Hosam grama v'yalma, hocha v'yadayim. There Rabbi Yeshua was only mata a grama. He didn't say you're allowed to take a sheretz and put it into this truma right now. He just said if you have this barrel of truma that became a sofek Tomei, we don't know if it's Tomei or not. So we just said, if up until now it was in a hidden place, you were watching it very good, you're allowed to put it in the muck and hefkum. But you're not allowed to mamish be in the tamrit be dayim. You're allowed to make a groma. Maybe you're allowed to cause it to become tamrit. But you're not mamish be in the tamrit. So maybe that's mutter. Mashen can hear now Mishnah Ramey is saying, you're mamish allowed to take these two pieces, this Torah dikatruma and Tomah dikatruma, put them together. So if you're dying with your hands, your mamash being over near Satorah. Your mamash being metameh, the truma midiraisam. Who said that's mutter? We always hold midiraisam, grammar is always mutter. If you just gurm a zach tap and there's no wisdom midiraisam. So maybe since there's no wisdom midiraisam, grammar is mutter. Without you can't eat it anyway. It's only oimit to burn. So maybe there's no wisdom to be gurm and to become tomei. But to do it, Piyadayim, that's the Yisra Torah who said it's mutter. How could Ramey learn out from this Rabbi Yeshua that Piyadayim is mutter to do it? It's a different Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan, we learned like this. Chav Yishel Truma. You have a barrel of Truma, let's say a Truma Dika wine. You have wine in the barrel, it's Truma Dika wine. Shenishbura Begatzel Yoyna. It breaks on the top. That's where they used to make the wine cells on top, and then on the bottom of it was the vat where they keep the wine inside it. So it broke, the barrel was on top of the vat, it broke on top. Now inside the vat on the bottom in the bar where you store your wine, you know what type of wine was inside the bar? It was chulendika wine, not trumadika wine, but it was tamadika wine. Now luckily it's tamadika wine, you could drink it. A kohen can't be matamar himself. Let's say a kohen is tamei, he's allowed to drink the wine when he's tamei. Who was in a regular Yisrael that's not makbe, not to make himself tamei, he's allowed to drink that wine. So the wine in the cell was wine that's drinkable, even though it's tamei, because it was chulin tamei. Now the barrel of wine that broke on top is truma. Now this truma, when it broke, it's going to start dripping down into the bottom cellar. When it comes into that bor now, it ruins the whole thing. Because truma, when truma becomes tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat truma tamei. So when the truma is going to start to drip down into the bottom of bor of wine, it's going to become us to eat that wine. So what you want to do now is you want to stop this truma from falling into the bottom a cellar of wine. Because if you stop it, so the bottom cellar you can eat, and the top you can also eat. So that's what you want to do. This chav yishel truma shenishbura begasal yoyin. On top, the barrel of truma dika wine broke. V'tachtoyna chulun tumeyim. And on bottom, in the bar there, there's truma tumeyim. Is moide Reb Lezer v'Yeshua, they're both moide. Shem yocho lahatsa mimenu, revias betaira. If you could go look around for a Torah Dika Kelim to save the top Truma before it falls down into the Tomah Dika one, it's Kedai, Yatzel. In other words, don't go the way it is right now, as right now you only have Talmudic and Kalim around you. So if you're going to take the Truma into the Talmudic and Kalim, you're going to be Matama the Truma, and you're not allowed to do that. So right now, you see what's happening now, the barrel of water on the top is starting to drip down. What do you want to do? You want to separate it. You don't want that Truma to fall into the Chulin Tameyim. So you're looking around for barrels, something to get to save it. All you have around you is only Talmudic and Kalim. Now, if you use these Talmudic and Kalim to catch the wine, that Truma, you're going to be the time of the Truma. You're not going to do that. So they both say, if you know that in 5 minutes, you look around the house and you'll find some Talmudic and Kalim, and you'll be able to save some of the Trumudic wine, that's what you're supposed to do. Even though in between, some wine's going to drip down into the bottom cellar, and you're going to ruin that wine, because now you're going to have Truma in there, and it becomes Talmudic, you can't eat it. Still, you have no right to be metama the up wine. You have to look around for the kelim that are Torah. Shem yochol ha'atzmi menu revius b'tayra. If you'll be able to save and get kelim in time, that you still have revius wine from the top one left, that's the eitz yatzel. What about for yimlav? You know you have no kelim that are Torah around your house. If you're going to have to look around to get kelim that are Torah, it'll take you a day. By that time, all the wine will already fell down into the bottom cellar, and it'll all become osatit. So what's the eitz then? We have Lezagoyna, Terid Vatitma, Enachnami. Lezag, you can't do anything. What do you want to do? You want to take your Kalim in the house that are Talmudic Kalim and go and save this wine that's dripping down this Truma. But you can't do that. Because if you let the Truma now fall into your Kali, you're being Matama the Truma. You're not allowed to be Matama the Truma in the Raisa. Vyayatamenu Vyad. Azayat Yabalev, you have no eight, so you're not allowed to do anything here. We have Yeshua Imeno. Af Yatamenu Vyad. You should know your mama's allowed to take your Kali, take your bucket here. Even though it's a Talmudic bucket, and you're allowed to go and save the Truma. Don't let the Truma fall into this bottom, Chulin Tameya. You're allowed to do that. When the Truma falls into this bucket now, you'd be Matama the Truma. What's the Yetzer? Why is it Mutter? The Teretz is because if you're not going to save it, what's going to happen? It's anyway going to fall into the bottom cellar and become tummy anyway. Anyway, you're not going to be able to eat it. So since you're not going to be able to eat this Truma anyway, therefore, if Yeshua holds, there's no way to be Matama it. And when does the Torah give a mitzvah to watch the Truma? Don't be Matami Truma. That's only calls them on his mates to eat it. Because the fourth is, the mitzvah is to eat Truma. So since it's a mitzvah for the Kayan to eat the Truma, he has to be careful not to let it become Tomei. But let's say it's in a case that anyway you're not going to be able to eat it, either in like our Mishnah, Erev Pesach, after Shor Shishis, the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. So since you can't eat it anyway, how to be sure there's no mitzvah to watch it from Tuma? So therefore, a mayor says, according to Yeshua, your mama is allowed to take the Truma to Meir and burn it with Truma Torah. I have been Matam of the two, but since right now you can't eat it, there's no more mitzvah Shmira to watch it. That's John this Yeshua here also. We're talking about this top Truma. If you don't do anything here right now, the top Truma is going to fall down into the bottom cellar that has Chulin to Meir. When it mixes in there, it's going to become Truma to Meir that you can't eat it. So anyway, this Truma cannot be eaten anyway. Since this Truma has no way to be eaten, Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no mitzvah to watch it. So therefore, you're allowed to take a keli that's tomei and go catch that Truma, even though the Truma is going to be tomei. You can't do anything. What do you gain? You gain that the bottom wine will become asa. The bottom wine will remain chulin tomeim. So true, it's taka tomei, but either regular Yisrael could eat it, or else the current kid when he's tomei. But I call upon you see clearly, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are allowed to be metama something, be a dayan, as long as you don't have a heter achila. So may it look good, your mayor brought a rice from Rabbi Yeshua. Said the Gemara, Ihochi, hai medivrayem, midivarav mi boile. Ramei is not bringing the raya from two people, he's only bringing the raya from one, from Yeshua. So the Mahochi Koma, this is what Ramei meant to say in the Mishnah. Mi machlekus and Reb Lezer for Yeshua. From this machlekus between Reb Lezer and Yeshua, lo madnu, I learn out that according to Reb Yeshua, it's mutte gomer to take truma, that you can't eat anyway, you're allowed to be matamrit right now. Without, you're not allowed to eat this truma. By our case, Erev Pesach, after Shor Shishis, at the beginning of Shor Shishis, it's also to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, there's no more mitzvah shmira. You're allowed to be matamrit. Take and now you have a right for this. Diktoni, moide Reb Lezer of Yeshua. Shema mina. That the Mishnah at the end says, Moide Reb Lezer of Yeshua. Mashma Reb Meir was talking about a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Yeshua. That's why the Mishnah Rebbe brings down that they're both Moide. So Mashma Reb Meir is not bringing his raya from the first part of the Mishnah of Chlinas Kanakanim or Reb Kiva, but Reb Meir is bringing the raya from this machlekes Reb Lezer and Yeshua, and it's good why the Mishnah ends on another machlekes Reb Lezer and Yeshua.
Yeah, Rashi says
Deikonami, what's the Raya? To Rav Meir mid Rav Yeshua Yalef. To Rav Meir learns out his din from Rav Yeshua's din. What's the Raya? Midiko Mahadalei Rabbi Yossi Einahi Min Amida. That Rabbi Yossi enters back and tells him Einahi Min Amida. Rabbi Yossi tells Rav Meir you can't bring any Raya. To Moide Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua Bezu. That no, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both Moide. That you are not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tameya. Ishma Mina from our Mishnah is a Raya, Minayu Hevi Yalef Lo. That this was the case that Rav Meir brought a Raya from. Rav Meir brought a Raya from Rav Yeshua that you are allowed to burn it. And Rabbi Yossi asks back to Rav Meir, no, that in this case, Erev Pesach, Rav Lez and Rav Yeshua both modem that you are not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tameya together. Zrash Lekanman Porach Amai Eni Yamida. Later the Gemara will soon ask, why not? Why is that? Why are they both Maida here? Why is Rabbi Yeshua Maida that on Erev Pesach he's not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tameya together? Why not? Since Rav Meir has a good Raya that Rabbi Yeshua holds you are allowed to be Matama Truma when you have no use, you can eat it. So why can't you burn them together? So after Rashi says, the Gemara will soon explain why not. There's one more line in the Gemara, the Gemara just ends off. That the chain omer of Nachman omer Rabba Baravua mastisim biava tumma diraisa. That our Mishnah talk is talking about that the ava tumma was midiraisa, uvlada tumma diraisa, and the vlada tumma is also midiraisa. So therefore, from our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir cannot bring any rais, because we're talking about that midiraisa they both are tumma. That's why he could burn them together. But Rabbi Meir's chiddush that you should be allowed to burn truma Torah and truma Tameya, that you don't see from our Mishnah. Therefore, my midivrayim. What does Rav Meir mean to say? I learn out from their words. Midivir Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua. Like we just got finished saying. He means to learn out from the Machoikas Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. I see from Rav Yeshua that he holds this, that he holds this svara that you are allowed to burn, that you are allowed to be Matama Truma if you can't eat it anyway. Therefore, here on Erev Pesach, you would be allowed to burn both of them together. All right, we'll stop here. The old Naftezvov. This Gemara again, we ended off this shulness yesterday. In the middle of the Gemara. The Chain Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman also learns the same way. The Chain Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Varavua, Masnisin Biavatumma. That our Mishnah is talking about that by Rav Chanina Skana Kahanim, we're talking about that both pieces of meat were Tomei Midiraisa. That means Biavatumma Midiraisa. One piece of meat touched an Avatumma Midiraisa, it's a Rishon Tumma. Uvlad HaTumma, the second piece of meat that it touched, was also a Vlad HaTumma D'Yeraisa. That both pieces of meat were Tumma D'Yeraisa. If like this, then it was Shver the Gemara. What's Rav Meir saying in the Mishnah? I have a Raya for now, Mishnah, that on Erev Pesach, when it comes Shor Shishis, you're supposed to burn all Chametz. If you have Chametz, that's Truma. If you have Truma Torah and Truma Tameya, you're allowed to burn them together. Like, what's the Raya for now, Mishnah? That it's Shver. The Mishnah is talking about that both bosses were Tumim Adiraisa. So only a Sharli, you're making a Shlishi into a Shani. But what's the Raya where Trum is Torah? That's also Adiraisa to make a Tumim. What's the Raya? So Moses and Echonami. Well, my Dim of Rayim, my Mid of Rayim, what does Rav Meir mean? He's bringing a Raya from our Mishnah, not from the Bechlinas Kana Kahanim, but Medivah Rav Lezer of Yav Yeshua. He's bringing a Raya from the Yeshua's Halacha that we said before. And the Yeshua's Halacha was that by Truma, if you have Truma in a chavis full of yayin, that's Truma, and it's falling down into the bor on the bottom that has chulin tameya, so you don't want the Truma to fall into the bor to make the chulin tameya now become mixed with Truma or biyosatit. So you're allowed to save the top Truma for not falling in, even though you have to use a keli that's tamei. So you're allowed to take a keli that's tamei to catch the Truma from falling down, even though you've been metama the Truma. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. You're allowed to be metame truma toyrom. If you bounce, you can't eat it anyway. Since if you don't save it, the truma is going to fall down to the bottom. Where's chulin tameya? And together, the truma will also become tame. You can't eat it anyway. So since you can't eat the truma anyway, there's no issa to be metamrit. That's Rabbi Yeshua. So that's what Rav Meir in the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn truma toyro and truma tameya together. He learned it out from Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. But not from our Mishnah, not from Rav Chinas Kana Kahanim. So the more Eisrei Rav Nachman. Rav asked the Kashas Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Yossi, Now in the Mishnah, Reb Yossi is the one that argues on Reb Meir. Reb Meir said this halacha, that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tameya together. Even though Stamazo, you're not allowed to be Metama Truma. But here the svar is, since you're being Isaac and burning it anyway, you're not going to eat the Truma, you don't have the lava, you don't have the Indian to watch it from Tumah, you're allowed to be Metamri. So Reb Meir says it's Mutter. He learns it out from the Yeshua. And the Mishnah Reb Yossi says no. Omer Reb Yossi, now this is a Tosefta, that Reb Yossi is Masber, what's his taina? Omer Reb Yossi, Ein ha nidin zeymel raya. Reb Yossi is talking back to Reb Meir and saying, no, you have no raya for now Mishnah. Why? Shekeshe'idu Rabbi Seinu, because when the Chaninas Kana Kahanim said a Chiddush in the Reish of the Mishnah, Al Maha'idu, what was the Chaninas Kana Kahanim talking about? That was his Chiddush. That B'Shash, you're burning Kodeshim, even though one meat is a Rishon L'Tumah, and the other piece of meat of Kodeshim is a Shlish L'Tumah, still a Smuta. But I tell you there, it's Smuta, why? Because they're Tomei and they're Tomei. Both pieces of meat are Tomei Mediraisa. It's only a Shaila, you're being Moisef Tumah. That's what's Smuta. But you, Rav Meir, want to learn out from here, that even Truma Tehoira is Smuta, that you have Noraya. And Vaitam, Imal Hashemin, Elamai, you, Rav Meir, want to learn out from Rav Kiva's din, the second din of the Mishnah, you can't learn out from that either. Imal Shemin, Shenif Sabotfu Yoim, Shemadlik, you know, say Bener, Shenit the Batamim Ace, that's what the Mishnah said, that if you have a Shemin that a Tfu Yoim touched, so this Shemin now, it's Shemin Shel Truma, it's a Shlishi Lutuma. It's a Shlishi. Now you're allowed to put it into an air, into a candlestick, that's an Avatuma. The Nair Shenitma Batamim Ace, and we Zetstein is talking about a ner shomatchis metal. When metal touches a mace, it becomes navi avoisa tumor. When metal touches a tome mace, which means just a person that touched a mace, that this person is an avatumor, the metal also becomes an avatumor. So when you put the shemen into the ner is an avatumor, it's going to make the shemen for rishon tumor. That's what the Bekiva said, it's mutter. But still, you don't have a raya for yodin remnayin. Because over here, they're possible with their tome. We're talking about shemen that a tful yem touched it. So midiraisa, the shemen is possible. That's why you're allowed to burn it now in a candlestick that will make it into rishon tumah. Mashain came. You Reb Meir want to say smuta mamish truma tahira to burn with truma tameya. You have no raya from here. Is that fun or maiden? So Reb Yossi says I'll be maiden to you, Reb Meir. Be truma shenetmas of lada tumah. If you can have truma that has a tumah, it's a rishon tumah. Sheasofer noisim a truma shenetmas biava tumah. Or it's a shen l'tumah. You could burn it with other truma. That's a rishon l'tumah. That's good. Avol heich nisra fatluya matzmeya. Reb Yossi argues even more than Reb Meir. Reb Meir says in the Mishnah you're allowed to burn truma tahira with truma tameya, even though you're being the tama the truma tahira. So what? Since you're asking of burning it, Reb Yossi says even a bigger chiddush. It's even also to burn truma tluya. Tluya means you have a suffix if it's tummy or not. Even though it's a tzad, maybe it's tummy. Still, there's a tzad, maybe it's torah. So even this truma, you are not allowed to burn with truma tameya. Because since it's a suffix, maybe it's torah. Anytime you have a suffix, maybe it's torah legamri, you have no heta b'chlal to burn it with truma tameya. Avol heich nisra fatluya im atmeya. Why? Shema yovi Eliyahu v'yitarenu. Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come and tell us. You good, we're not like suffix now, maybe it's suffix tummy. But maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will tell us it's real truma torah. If it's truma torah, there's no heta in the world to make truma torah tameya. That was Reb Yossi's taina back to Reb Meir. Now, Vaitrev, Yossi said another part in his Greisa. Yossi said,